You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mate versus mate for us, the Northern Mystics against the Northern Stars. It's an all-Auckland final and an extra Northern challenge. I think that's for that double extra time thriller that we've had. They've rewarded us.
So kind. With the grand gods, final. Yes.
Yes, the stage is set to meet in a neutral venue, Globox Arena in Hamilton, usually the home of the Magic. And Sunday, the 4th of June, commentary will be here on ECNZ. Mark Stafford and Brookie Lever. But Storm, I guess my first question for you is, I know we can say yes off the cut, but deep down, honestly, did you expect the Stars to be in the grand final with this Mystics team? If I asked you at halfway point of the season.
Oh. I don't know.
They've had a very wavy season.
Pick. Remember, yes, in the middle of the season, every week the table was changing so much. As I think the Mystics have kind of consistently been in that top spot or kind of there or second.
Yeah.
But for around sort of week five, week six, week seven, we had a different second place between the Tactics Pulse and the Stars. Even the Magic got up there at one stage. So it was just so hard to tell. And I don't know if you remember as well, in the middle of the season, the Stars kind of had that little dip where they lost a few in a row.
Yes.
I think the first loss to the Pulse actually kind of kick-started three, maybe even four losses in a row. And then they came out of that, which was great. And now they've been kind of, you know, consistently performing in terms of maybe not getting all the wins, but just looking really good out there. So now, yep, totally not surprised. On paper, yep, pretty good. Not too surprised. But it could have been the Pulse. It could have been the Tactics just as easily.
Yeah, no, that's right. It has been a very tight league right across the season. It took us till round 10 to sort of have that 95% idea of what the elimination final was going to be.
Gosh,
so we got it done in the end, and we did see the Stars celebrate in round 12 against the Mystics, getting that bonus point, getting themselves into the elimination final, which they beat the Pulse in that thrilling encounter last Sunday. But going ahead, I think we can look at this as the Mystics finished top of the table, were minor premiers, playing some amazing netball. I think we can say the Mystics are favourites going into this game.
Mm.
What do you think the Stars need to bring to this grand final? It's the third grand final. Unfortunately, the two previous have been losses. So what are the Stars going to have to bring if they want to get that first ANZ Premiership title?
Yeah, probably just a little bit of not confidence as such. I think they know and need to own the fact that they're coming in as underdogs, but not to be sort of overawed by it all and just get out there and play it like it's been any other game for them, particularly in these last few rounds. And saying that, though, these last few rounds, they've obviously had a lot on the line because they've been trying to make sure they nail that spot for the elimination final. So maybe that kind of pressure, big game pressure, is really good for them. And we've already talked about it on the show already, how much that pressure has helped someone like Amorangi Malisala. So I think, yeah, starting really well is going to be important. I think Maya Wilson getting her eye in early and getting, you know, the feeds from Gina into Maya, the do some beautiful baseline rolls and dodges and just get that combination going early. If Maya can slot a few early goals, then that's going to be great. I think defensively it's going to take them a while to get any ball. We know that any time a team plays the Mystics, they're not getting intercepts really in the first quarter.
No.
So understanding that you're going to have to grind it out and just keep working.
Keeping calm.
Yeah, yeah, right, and the ball will come. And that's going to put more pressure on the attacking end because they know they're going to have to score their first however many centre passes, just to really ease into it and keep it close. So they'll know all that, and it's easier said than done, and I have a feeling this Mystics defensive end are going to come out firing for reasons we talked about before with Rob Wright. Sulu Fitzpatrick's last game, Phoenix Kartika, she's going to want to win this one.
Yeah.
So, you know, she wasn't there. I think she was having her baby Palmer the last time
she was.
The Mystics won a championship.
Yes.
So she's got that extra motivation to do it as well. So it's going to be, I mean, as Rob said, he kept saying, didn't he? He was really selling it. It's going to be one hell of a final.
Yeah, Rob is one of the most enthusiastic blokes
hype
that we
man.
Know, and he is just his mind is just netball 24/7, so he would have gone over almost every possibility before it's happened, played the match even before it started. But I mentioned it before that we didn't see Kalera come off the bench for the Stars, and I believe we did see her start in the last Northern Challenge and during round 12. Do you think that we'll see a bit more use of the bench, and more specifically Kalera, to sort of combat the Grace Weckie factor, which is a big one?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be surprised to see her start, which will be a hard call for Kitty Wills to make because, like we said, Fowler and Temu played so well, that combination in the elimination final. But you've got to be smart about who the matchups are and who matches up against who. And I think Kalera just provides that kind of bigger body and bigger presence in the circle from the get-go, just to help minimise the really easy look-ins from Petter and Taylor Earl early in the game. They don't want to have their eye in and see open, you know, clear space into Grace and Weckie from the get-go, because that's just going to set the tone. So if you get Kalera in the early standing between the ball and Grace and Weckie and just being a little bit of a presence in there, then that's going to do the initial work. And if you need to, bring Holly on into Goldie, switch Ellie back, let them get the movement going and start having an attack at some balls. That's how I'd play it, but I mean, like we've kind of talked about, I would be a terrible coach, don't want to do it. And it depends on what happens in the game. Kalera might have a blinder and might just warm herself into it anyway and get her hands on plenty of ball herself. But I would expect the bench to be more tactically used in this final.
Yeah, well, nah, just quickly before we scoot off and chat with the Stars captain, Maya Wilson, is there a key matchup for people at home that you really want them to keep an eye on this weekend?
Yeah, I think Rob Wright hit the nail on the head talking about defensively, it's going to be really tough to get ball. And while he may have been talking about inside the circle, for me, it's the Simone Nathan, if she gets the start at wing defence, up against Petter Toyava. Because I think the last couple of games, she's done a really good job of just being nuggety and annoying enough for Petter just to kind of get that initial hand over the ball, get in her sight, and kind of just annoy her and stop her from going where she wants to go. Simone's really good at that. So I don't know, if Petter gets her eye in early, if she gets away from Nathan early, then it's game over. If Simone's in there from the get-go, then it's going to be a good match.
Well, oh, jeepers, we could talk it up all night, but we're just going to have to wait and see what unfolds on Sunday at the grand final. And yes, coverage will be on SENZ starting from 3:30. Mark Stafford, Brooke Lever, live from Globox Arena, Hamilton. And